podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
It's okay. All right. Welcome to High School Hoops.
It's expected.
We're laughing about something else, which we'll talk about in a second before we came on. Anyway, welcome to High School Hoops. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. Before I do that, hey, go leave a review. Go, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a link. The thumbs button down below matters. Go do that. That really matters. And subscribe. But also, if you're listening, go leave a review. I, you know, maybe I'll read them off. If they're good, I'll read them off. If they're bad, I might ignore them. Anyway, so our sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, $400 off. They are awesome. I said, you're not going to be a sponsor again unless I can get more for my people. And they were like, of course, Steve. So $400 off, mention Coach Unplugged, mention Coach Collins. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Like I said last week, I started this thing. This was something I would have wanted.
Yep.
It was like, first of all, when I started coaching, internet was
dial up. You know,
the dial up. Remember the dial up? I am so old that I will remember when I was a kid, there was this lunar landing thing that was the greatest game. It was a computer game. I loved it as middle school, but you'd have to put the phone that you'd like hold up onto this modem and then dial in. It was crazy. But anyway, go check out teachhoops.com. Cool. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. Not sure where I was going with that, but anyway, go ahead.
The topic today is how to approach a losing streak.
That's why we were laughing beforehand, because we had a three gamer this year. You've heard about the streak we referred to in the program. You've heard about the streak, right? My first year, we lost 10 in a row. 10 in a row. It was Parker and Parker run bookends. We lost 10 in a row. I was 7-14. My only losing season as a high school basketball coach. It was hard. That was hard because I was in my early 30s. That was really hard
too, because like 10 in a row is tough.
It's hard to keep the morale up in 10 in a row.
I've had like 5 or 6 in a row, but like 10 is a lot.
10's a lot. The thing is, we were going through a three, and we were all in all three games. That's the thing.
Yeah, two of them were very close. Yeah,
we weren't getting blown out. If you know anything about my team this year, we're young, we're inexperienced. We didn't play last year. I'm playing sophomores and freshmen. It's a young team. So it is what it is. And that's my job, is to make them better. I would have had a harder time with this team in my 30s than I am in my 50s. And I think I'm a better coach for them now than I would have been. Because I think I understand where we are and what we have to do to get better. And I know
you understand the process more, right?
I understand that we are better than we were a month ago. I arguably say that the game we were talking about that we just played was our best game, which was our last game. At least defensively, it definitely was. You can't always see that on tape, but from a talking standpoint, from an intensity standpoint, from an effort standpoint, we have gotten better. They're listening. They're taking what we're saying. We're having to repeat it over and over and over and over again, but it's slowly sinking in. I think, you know, for all of them, it's their first varsity season. And right. I think I have more empathy, and I think I have more of a teacher twist to it than I would have in my.
But you also have a realistic vision for your team. You know where they're at right now.
Right, I know where they're at, and I've
seen it for so long.
I said we should be a really tough out in February, March.
Right.
I told them
and that's
that.
A great goal. And I think, I think
we should be the team that no one wants to play come March. No one wants
you gotta
to play.
Continually, don't you got to say, you got to continually emphasize that practice and with those, like, how do you get kids to buy into that?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, the funny thing is, like, in the locker room before we played the last game, I said, and I kind of had a feeling about us going virtual and all this kind of stuff. I said, you got to play this like it's your last game. Last year should have taught you something. And the problem is half of them were in middle school, so it probably didn't teach them anything. But some of them lost their seasons last year. I said, that should teach you something, right? It's like that. Don't take this for granted. This could be taken away from you. This can be over. Like I think our initial motto is this is what we do. I think our new model is going to be one and done. Like we got to play this like we win this or we're done. You got to go 1-0 or 1-done, 1-done, 1-done. Like there's no tomorrow. We don't know if there's a tomorrow. I don't know if there's a tomorrow. So and then I could see it in their eyes and I could just see how they came even out at halftime and how they were able to execute stuff.
So my question is though, when you do have your team's a little different, let's say you're having a pretty good team and you hit a patch of a 3-game losing streak or a 4-game losing streak. What would you,
I think you have to deep dive into why,
right?
That's what we did. We were deep diving and part of it is our offense. And we realized that we're working on how to get better at that and how to get the right people in the right spots. I mean, we're still
right. Adjusting. So you're looking at, okay, you've lost maybe 3 or 4 very close games. Is it because of, not maximizing possessions at the end of the game? Is
right.
it not
well,
taking
it,
basketball? Is it not making free throws? I mean, those are all little deep dives that we could talk into of like, all right. Or is if your man to man defense is so bad, maybe you need to try something different. Defensively, right?
No, we lost on Tuesday. We lost by 6, and we gave up 4 points in the last 19 seconds
right.
of the first half. So we talked about that. Our situational stuff, they are so – we have spent more time on situations probably this year than we've ever spent just because they don't know.
Right, and they're year like, behind.
They're behind. They just don't – so I got to put them in as many situations as I can. So every day of practice, the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes, we're doing situations because, we have been really bad at stopping things at the end of a half. We've been bad. We've been pretty good. I thought in the end of the Manitowoc game, end of the Adams. I mean, some games have been close. We've been pretty good down the stretch. But I got to teach them, like you're up 7 with 2 minutes to go. What are we looking for? And we've actually given them colors like green means you can shoot. Yellow means you shoot a layup. Red means you don't shoot. So we're going to run this offense green, this offense yellow, like down the stretch. So I got to tell them, I got to communicate to them what I want them to do. But I also have to like, how many timeouts do we have? How many, blah, blah, blah. Do we have how many do these? I mean, we want a state title because someone called a timeout when they didn't have any, it is what it is, but it's like those situations, you don't want to be put in. And I'm telling you, we're going to be in a lot of close games. So we have to get them ready for winning those. And I want them to feel like, so when I go to that timeout with 35 seconds goes, we've done this. We know what we need to do. Here's how we do it. So on and so forth. I got to walk them through those things to make them comfortable. But going back to the initial question about losing streaks, I think you have to pivot into what you're not doing, how you can do it better, how you can convey that to your players. And I'm telling you, it's hard, but you got to be positive rather than negative. You can be negative after a loss that you maybe shouldn't have had, one single one, because but when you're on the long streak, the more negative you get, the worse the streak's going to get. I'm telling you. you got to try to stay positive. You got to try.
Right. And so like, I've always thought, you know, as some teams that were young or, you know, building a program when you started your first couple years, sometimes it's just like a tale of two halves, right? You build up from that first half.
Well,
like,
and it's many
guys, we're only down by 4 points against this really good team. These are some really good things that we've done. Let's keep it going. Like, you know, it's like a battle of two halves. Sometimes, you know, breaking things down into smaller achievements to keep that positivity going, or certain things that you've deep dive and realized we're not doing well, is like we bring those up and say, hey, we are doing these well, so keep emphasizing the process, right?
Well, because it is a process. I was just reading a book. It's basically you have to say three positives to one negative to make an influence.
Right.
You know, one is a negative gain. 2-1 is neutral, positive to negative.
Right.
3-1. So when you're in a losing streak, it should be like 7-1. Because they're already hearing it from mom and dad. They're already hearing it from their friends. And they're already hearing it from the community. They don't need to hear it from you. They need to get better. And that's,
you got to be that buffer.
Yeah. And for me, it was me being honest with them. I said, I'm going to be honest. We're not good enough right now. But I will get you good enough. I know what can make you good enough. Just lean on me. Let me help you become a better basketball player. Let me help you. You know my roster. I don't have that many kids. They're all basically kind of playing at this point.
Right.
It's not about, do some of them want to play more than others? Probably a little bit, but they're all playing. So it's not about that. It's about like, how can we make them better is kind of is the standpoint, and how that making them better will make us better, will make us win games, blah blah blah, down the stretch. I think so too. What else, coach? Anything else?
I think that's it. I think that's a great way to segue out.
No, I think so too. All right, have a great week. Bye.
Yeah, same to you. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.